Speaking of business, Washington State does a ton of business with China. In fact, nearly a quarter of Washington's exports go to China. That makes Washington State the number one exporter to China. Should be no surprise that Chinese President Xi Jinping has chosen Seattle as a stop-off on his way to his first state visit to the other Washington. Joining us with more is Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton. John, welcome back. You were just checking out the news as you came in, and there's a report that there's a chance this visit might not happen at all.
Hi, Ross. The Daily Caller has reported that if the Obama administration puts sanctions on Chinese companies that are suspected of being the worst offenders of hacking and cyber spying, that Xi Jinping might cancel the state visit. Not confirmed, probably won't happen, but you never know.
Yeah. I mean, any chance of that happening probably has people at Boeing a little bit nervous.
Well, and people at Microsoft very nervous, because Microsoft is supposed to be co-host of a wide-ranging technology forum up here that would have some of the top people from Silicon Valley come.
Wow. So why is it that Washington State is the number one exporter to China? Jets is certainly part of it.
59% of our exports, merchandise exports, are aircraft components. So Boeing's a big part of it, but we have an awful lot of suppliers too. But agriculture is big. We sell almost everything to China.
Has it been a pretty smooth transaction between Washington State and China? Have there been any bumps along the way as we've increased business, increased exports?
Well, there have been more openings for agriculture along the way, but the improvement in trade is just dramatic. We technically have a trade surplus with China if you went state by state. And where we were 10 years ago to where we are now is just night and day as far as growth goes.
Well, how about Microsoft? Because I know pirated Microsoft projects were a huge problem not that long ago. I suppose now that many of these products have gone on the web, it's maybe less of an issue?
Microsoft has been in China for a long time, more than 20 years, and mostly had a good relationship with them. There have been some bumps lately, but Microsoft always suffered from pirated software, especially Windows. Probably the vast majority of Windows run in China were pirated. And earlier this year, Microsoft just upgraded everybody to Windows 10. Whether you had an authentic Windows or a pirated version. And this is to get everybody on the system so that they can make money potentially from the cloud, from the Xbox, and other products.
Well, it looks like now, as we speak, President Xi Jinping will be stopping through Seattle. What kind of things will he be doing when he's here? Do we have any idea?
I don't have a final itinerary yet. I imagine that he would meet top leaders like the governor. He would probably tour Boeing, meet with top Boeing executives. But I think one of his key goals here is to meet with the leading American technology executives to kind of undercut President Obama's claim that China is nothing but a hacker and a stealer of data and technology, and encourage these companies that if they want to do business in China, here I am.
So that was my next question. There may be a difference of opinion between some U.S. companies here in Washington State and President Obama on whether China is merely a hacking and high-tech espionage center.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Chinese stealth fighter, it looks an awful lot like our F-35. And, you know, good luck with that.
Speaking of Boeing, part of the 737 production is happening in China. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, Boeing wants to open a finishing center for the 737 that it will sell in China. And this would be a leap forward, to paraphrase Mao. Well, it would be a great leap forward, because this would be installing interiors and the final finishing of these 737s to be sold in China. It's a huge market for Boeing. China wants manufacturing there from Boeing to keep the market open. This is the way China plays trade. And so Boeing will likely go through with this. It won't mean fewer jobs in Renton right now. It will be a foothold for Boeing in China, but eventually Boeing will face Chinese competition.
Well, what about competition from Mobile, Alabama? Airbus is opening their new A320 plant. The A320 competes with the Boeing 737. What are the implications here?
Well, I want to fly on one of those planes assembled by low-paid Southern boys. No offense. Airbus wants to have a foothold in the United States with manufacturing. That gives them some political power, so that Alabama's two senators are now Airbus, and instead of here it's D, Boeing. And so Airbus not only gets cheap Southern labor, but and malleable, I might add, do what you're told, boy, but also that it will have more political power in Washington than it's had before.
Interesting. Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton. He's a multi-talented person. His latest mystery novel is High Country Nocturne. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ross.